We were finishing our game and having the regular beers and showers and conversations that flowed after a game. And it was fun. You know, we became a very close-knit group of players. We've been playing together for probably 7 or 8 years at that time. And so we knew each other fairly well. All the other hockey players had taken their showers and were leaving the dressing room. And I noticed that Brian was unusually quiet that night. And Brian was, he was an energetic guy. I mean, he was a defenseman for the team. He was very talkative. He'd always say what was on his mind. But this night, as we sat in that dressing room, he was very quiet. Didn't take off his hockey equipment quickly. And he just kind of stared off. I don't know if anybody else noticed it or not, but I did. And I wondered what was going on in Brian's mind. I said, "Brian, what's up?" There was some silence, but eventually he did say, "Rick, my wife has cancer." I kind of just was silent for a few moments, and then I said, "I'm really sorry, Brian." I couldn't imagine what Brian was going through as he shared that difficult news to me that evening. I guess the expression of that fear or that unknown came through his tears because he began to cry. And I went over to Brian and put my arms around him. I don't remember the whole conversation that night, but I remember him speaking a little bit about his fear for his children. He had 3 children, almost the same age as mine, and they knew each other. There were so many unknowns for him in the future. 1.5 years later, she died. She had breast cancer. And almost all of those teammates from the old-timer hockey team were present at his wife's funeral, supporting him and encouraging him. It was a hard time for Brian as he moved ahead in his life, but he still played hockey. It was about 1.5 years later that I was sitting in that hockey dressing room with Brian once again, and we were the only 2 remaining, just Brian and myself. And he asked me, "So what's going on, Rick?" It was my turn to need a teammate off the ice in that dressing room. And I said, "My wife has cancer. 3rd stage ovarian cancer." He came over and threw his arms around me, and I cried. I guess it was then I realized that there's more than one game taking place in hockey. One on the ice and one off the ice. And for me, that's the power of the hockey dressing room.